Are you looking for judgment-free financial planning? Join us today as we sit down with Linda Grizzly, a coach for real people just like you. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another installment of the IRA Cafe powered by American IRA. Wherever and whenever you are listening to us, we are very happy that you're here, and no doubt you're going to get some more great education from our esteemed guest today. I'm Kyle Moody in the Business Development Office at American IRA, and today we are welcoming in Linda Grizzly. There's really not that much to tell you about Linda other than she's a personal finance expert. She's a financial educator, a keynote speaker. She's got her own podcast, and she is a personal growth coach. Like I said, there's not much to her at all. And I'm actually not going to go into any other type of introduction for her because I'm as excited as you are to learn where she has come from to where she is now and how all of that encompasses what it has taken to get there, and then also how she empowers women on their own financial journey. So, Linda, thank you so much for taking the time and getting to meet up with us today, and we're really looking forward to it.
Thanks so much for having me, Kyle. I appreciate the opportunity to share my story, and my goal is to make a big impact, so you're helping me do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for those of you who might not know, Linda and I met, we were just talking about it, where it seems like it was forever ago, but it's only been about a month and a half ago. And we were talking about how fast things seems that, you know, definitely as I get older, things seem to move very, very quickly. And a lot of us are talking about how we can't believe it's almost at the end of October. But Linda and I first met at FinCon about a month and a half ago out in Portland, Oregon. And that is actually a financial conference where I know that we go to learn from different vendors there and see how we at American IRA can be a resource for a lot of companies and their clientele. So, Linda, that was our second FinCon in a row back to back that we had attended. How about you?
That was my first one. And it was, gosh, such an amazing experience. So many great people, all doing different things, but with the same mission to make money and finance easy and accessible to everyone.
No, absolutely. And it is, you know, at first you think, gosh, how am I really going to fit into this type of group? Because last year when I went, I had never been part of a podcast, had never led one. And I don't know how long you've had your podcast going on. I know you're going to tell us a little bit about that for folks that hang on here to the end, but definitely eye-opening for us. What actually, what was your focus? When you had signed up to go to FinCon, what were you looking to either better you or your company to be able to pass on to your clientele?
I was looking for connections and people that have, you know, been in the business and are doing things similar to what I'm doing, but trying to learn how they're creating their impact, right? And what can I do differently to make my impact bigger? And how can I reach people and get my message out? Because I know there's people out there that need me.
Fantastic. And I want folks to go ahead and get to meet you a little deeper here. So if you wouldn't mind, if you'll take us just on a little journey of where Linda was in her past that you have, and folks, I'm not uncovering anything that wouldn't be on her website here, but I really want to hear you expand on this, if you'll indulge us a bit. Tell us where Linda came from to where she is now.
Kyle, it's actually a really long story. You know, I got a lot of years in there, but let me give you the basics. So I grew up in like lower middle class. My parents didn't have a lot of money. There were things that I knew just weren't for me. Like for instance, going to college, things like that. I was a teen mom, so a single teen mom. and, you know, was doing what I thought were all the right things with money. You know, I was balancing my checkbook. I was filing my taxes all before I was even old enough to vote. Eventually, I got married, still young, and then had, you know, two more children. So married, mother of three, holding everything together, you know, doing all the things that moms do in handling the finances, where my husband did the investing, but I did the day-to-day stuff. And then I was divorced. So as a divorced mother with two kids still at home, I know I had to put the pieces back together and figure out, like, how do I survive? How do I get by? What do I do? I made some bold steps. Like I said, trying to make this super short, but made some bold steps, jumped off some cliffs to make some big changes in my life, starting to think bigger and just learn more, and a lot of internal growth going on. Ended up being in the financial services industry, getting my master's degree and then my CFP, and serving clients through financial planning and advising and doing all those things that people with money need, right? And at some point, I stepped away from a career at a corporation doing financial planning and was figuring out what I was going to do next. And when I looked at, you know, reopening my own firm again, or plugging in somewhere, and, you know, how I was going to, you know, lead my life and make money and do all the things I wanted to do. But I really wanted to help people that were like me, who I once was, that single teen mom, that newly divorced mom, that mom that was married starting out. I didn't have enough money to go to a financial advisor. I didn't have enough money to pay someone to be fee only. And I was trying to figure out, how do I serve those people that I once was, which is how I came into education and courses and speaking, because I want to impact those people. I want to have resources for them.
No, that's absolutely. Thank you so much for filling in some of that. I mean, it really is wonderful. And I think it really goes to one of the points that I wanted to make. You know, anytime I'm on stage or anytime I'm on a call and people can't see me, no one knows us, right? If they're talking to us the first time, even when you and I met in person, you don't know the person on the other side of the table. And the one thing that I took away from that, meeting you, having the time to do some research on you myself when back here at the office, and then even leading in today, folks, I can't explain to you enough how real Linda is. That is a real story there for real people that she's also going to be helping. I mean, who knows? And I hope there are people out there who, if you have come down that same path, that you can say, hey, this is somebody that I think I might need to reach out to. This sounds awfully familiar. You know, fill in the blank on that, and really hoping that you get something out of this. You almost remind me of the Planet Fitness of the financial planning world, that there's no judgment. And I think all too often, sometimes people will be on the phone with me, and if they've come from other places, you know, they'll say, well, you know, do I have to have so much money in an account before you'll even talk to me? No. You know, with a minimum cash balance in an account of $750, and then also not making you bring over everything you have, maybe just enough to do the investment that you're looking to do, we really get that as well. So about the folks that are coming to you, tell us about who's coming to you or who your target is. You know, are there certain ages? Tell us a little bit about the folks that you help.
Sure. So, like you said, it's mostly women. I welcome anyone. You don't have to be a woman. It's just when you have a business, you need to pick a niche that you're speaking to. And originally I thought my niche was Gen X women that felt behind, right? And so I was speaking to Gen X women that felt behind, and that was the voice I was putting out, which is my voice, my real authentic voice. And what I found is that I was attracting women of all ages, because there are so many people that feel behind with their finances. And it wasn't just women. So really, it's anyone who feels behind or like they should know more by now or they should understand this, but they weren't taught. They weren't given the resources to say, hey, this is how you do it. This is what you should do. I mean, yeah, we have people telling us all the time, like, you know, specific things, but they're not teaching you. They're just like, oh, I did this and it worked for me. But they're not teaching you about why that might or might not work for you and bringing you into the picture.
No, exactly. And that actually brings me to another question, and something that I've actually seen that you have written about is that it's not always about just the money. There's more behind your program and these individuals. Tell us a little bit about that. That, you know, here's a financial planner, a financial coach, and one of the first things she's going to tell you is it's not all about the money.
It's not all about the money. When I became super interested in the idea of money mindset and the internal obstacles that we have and the stories we tell ourselves and how we grew up and molded by our money stories through my work in financial advising and planning, because I would have clients come to me and each one is, you know, incredibly unique in itself, not just in their finances, but in who they are. I mean, these are people and they have all these unique things. And sometimes you could get the message through to people, you know, like, this is what you should do and this is why. And sometimes you couldn't. Sometimes they would be like, yeah, but my brother's doing this and he's so successful at it. And I just want to do what my brother's doing. Or my dad told me this. But it's like you try to explain, well, you're not your dad and you're not your brother. And as far as your dad goes, you live in a completely different time period. Things are so different. You're in a different phase in your life. Your brother's in a completely financial situation than you are. That might be working great for him, but maybe you can't take on that risk, you know? And so like trying to explain and get through to people. And I just became like, so like intrigued by like, Why can't people get out of their own way? Like, why are they not? They come here and they're asking me for advice and I'm explaining to them why, but they still have these internal obstacles. So I started, you know, reading tons of books and just learning all about, you know, the stories that we grew up with and how our money mindsets are created and how that affects our everyday decisions, whether we realize it or not. And it's really interesting once you dive into it.
No, that's, I hear it. No two people are the same. And to even say right there that no two people under the same roof are the same, it really is the truth on that. Tell us, are there different courses that you have? If there is a certain class or a course that you have for someone, how many different sessions might someone need to work with you, you know, to get them back on track?
Well, again, everyone's unique, so that's going to be completely unique to them. But yes, my idea is that I have a place for anyone to come in from where they are and start, right? So your entry point is going to be different than someone else's. I have coaching and courses and a community and group coaching and one-on-one and whatever it is that you need, wherever you're at, I meet you where you are. And again, like you said, Planet Fitness, no judgment. Like everybody starts somewhere. The fact that you're showing up is the only thing I need to know. You're showing up, you're ready to do the work, you're ready to figure it out. That's all I need to know. And that's all that matters. So yeah, here you go. Here's my website they're showing. It's got my courses and my community. I do have a wait list for a few things right now, but they will all be built very soon. And other than that, it's, you know, let me know what you need and we'll figure it out together. That's the idea.
No, I like that. And I like how you really lay that out as well, showing, I mean, it's a la carte, which one, and I guess too, you can actually help someone figure out, because they can look at all this and say, okay, now I need direction. Who am I? I would dare say that there are folks that come to you sometimes even wanting to know where they even begin. and which one of these might work for them. I mean, I have folks that call us, and we can't offer any advice, suggestions, or opinions in the realm of, you know, finance, tax, or legal, but there are folks that come in, and I know what they want to do. They know what they want to do, but they need that starting point. What do I do? Which one do I pick here? So it is good. It looks like you can even get them in the right vehicle that might work best for them.
Yeah, I offer that free consultation so that, you know, if they're trying to figure out where they fit in or if I can help them, I can let them know where to start. And a lot of times I give them, when I have that 15-minute consultation, I'll just talk to them and say, you know, start here, you know, get this app and start doing this and start putting things together yourself. And then, you know, once you get that going, let me know where else you want to go. So sometimes that 15-minute consult, I might be able to just give them a direction without them even in coming into my resources yet. It just kind of depends on where you're at. But I'm not going to sell somebody something that they don't need. If I feel like they can do something on their own, I'll give them I'll point them in that direction and they can come back with authority for more.
You know, sometimes people just need that nod. They need to know that where they are is normal. Where they're trying to get is absolutely attainable. And one of the things that I have noticed, where the people are asking me how business is, or, you know, what am I seeing in the different economy and the different people, with the 24-hour news cycle, with all of the information, it seems like you can get out there for absolutely everything. What types of shrubs to plant in your yard? What are you sick with? Go to, you know, WebMD, and everything in between. People have so much that they can tap into to get an answer. And sometimes I have found that once they get all of this information, there's only one person left for them to trust, and it's themselves, and they can't even do that. So by the time they come to me, and you've probably seen this as well, you know, they really, you know, we have a lot to unpack. And without even giving any advice, when you just give that, again, real person information, that genuine answer, I think that is what unlocks that trust there. And someone can really see themselves again so that they're able to, you know, in our case, meet their investment objectives, and, you know, for you being able to have the finances to do it. So no, that's great. Do you have a success story? You know, of course, leaving names out, obviously, but is there a success story that stands out to you where you have helped someone and maybe where they are now?
Oh, gosh, I mean, there's a lot of them. I think that the overall thread, without giving you a specific story, but the overall thread is that part of what I do that sets me apart is teach people how to lean into their own money personality. So, for instance, I had a client who was an older woman. She was actually over 70. And we were talking about her stories about growing up and how her first experiences with money. And we talked about how her mom always had new clothes and always looked great, but she was only taken clothing shopping when it was time for back to school. So she only got clothes like once a year. And by the end of the year, they were all tattered and whatever. And so what she realized is when we were talking about this, that she had spent her whole life spending money on other people, but not herself, feeling like she wasn't deserving of that money, because that's the way she felt when her mom was doing that. But she never realized and she never understood that that's what she was feeling. So once she was able to uncover that and start thinking really consciously about when she was spending money on other people or when she was not spending money on herself. And we used my me money method for this, which I know we're going to talk about later, but she was really able to start spending money on herself without feeling guilty about it and understand that she had put herself last her whole life.
When you're meeting with someone and you know that this may take, you need to unpack a little bit what they've got to kind of put things back together. What are some things that you might ask them to compile to have ready for you when you meet?
So I want them to have a basic understanding of what they have, where they are. I don't ask them for anything up front. Mm. It helps if they have a basic understanding, but sometimes the people that I work with, like, they don't even know where to start there. Like, they don't, if I say, you know, figure out what your expenses are and your income is, and so we can talk about cash flow, like, they might not even be ready to talk about that yet. They might be like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So that's just where I talk about, like, meet people where they are. Other people are like, okay, I've got this, I've got that. Like, I just need help with, you know, how do I invest? And now I don't give advice on investing. What I do is I teach people about different concepts of investing so that they can figure out which one might work for them. And so that they can make a decision like, okay, this is the one I want to do. Or maybe they do decide to go work with a financial advisor. And just give them all the options and I teach them about it. I can also teach people how to do their whole entire financial plan on their own and all the things that go into financial planning. If they want to do that on their own and be a do-it-yourselfer, fantastic. If they want to take that knowledge and then go work with an advisor or a planner somewhere, even better if they're ready for that. So it's just, you know, asking like what I have them bring. I would say your authentic self and an open mind. That's what you need to bring.
There you go. And you don't just work with individuals. You also go into companies and can assist them, maybe their staffs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So mostly what I do with companies is, you know, in webinars, lunch and learns. I can do coaching with employees, but it's really financial wellness at work and things that help their employees feel more confident with money and learn about money. I have two talks that I do that are like keynotes that I can bring to organizations, and they're like a two-talk suite. So one is called Burdened, and it's when money walks into work, and it's all about, you know, the awareness. It's like, you know, it reveals the hidden ways that financial stress shows up in your people, teams, and culture, and why it quietly costs organizations money. And the other one is called Unburdened, the ROI of Financial Well-Being. And this one is like the solution talk. It's how financial well-being creates ROI in a company. So it's more practical and strategic, performance-driven. So they kind of go together, but they can be used separately depending on what a conference or a you know, company wants to bring in. So everything that I do, whether it's working with individuals or with companies, falls under one main thing, which is that everyone deserves to feel confident about their money and good about how they spend it. And that's the whole concept of everything that I do.
And I think you also wrap a lot of this into something that I didn't mention in your intro, and you teased it here a second ago. I'd like for you to tell us about Me Money, really, you know, the background. Give us the flavor on Me Money, how all that works. Is it the program of everything that encapsulates what we've talked about? But tell us about that.
So Me Money is a signature program that I have, and it's all about either putting yourself as a line item on your budget if you have one, or just making yourself a line item budget even if that's the only thing that you do. And it's, you know, I told you about how interested I was in like the psychology behind money. Well, this came about because I actually put my husband on a budget. So not having Me Money in mind, just I handle all the finances and my husband does a lot of things. So I had a conversation with him about how much it was costing. And he was like, oh, it doesn't cost that much. Like, you know, I go on a fishing trip. It's like a cabin with the guys. It's not that big a deal. And I'm like, yeah, but you have a boat and gas and this and that and all these other things. And they add up. And if you tracked what you spent, it would be a lot more than you think it is. So anyway, so I put him, and he goes on golf trips too, but I put him on a budget and I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you this much money every month and you have to live within your means. You know, simple, you know, money 101, live within your means. But I'm giving him this money for him to spend on him. So you get this much, but you have to save it up because when you go on your trips, you need to have the money for your trips too. So I already knew, because I do track our finances, how much money he was approximately spending. So I was able to give him the amount that he was spending and know that he wasn't going to feel too restricted. And so he was like, oh, great, you're putting me on, you know, you're putting me on a budget. You're putting me on, you're giving me an allowance. And he's like, and I was like, yeah, but really, I'm not trying to restrict you. I'm just trying to make you realize, you know, help you realize what you're spending. He said, well, you're going to go on the same budget. I said, sure, I'll go on the same budget. No problem. We'll do the same exact thing. So we actually opened separate bank accounts. We move the money into those accounts. And those are our money, like our play money to do with whatever we want with, right? That's our money that's just for me. So I asked him like a couple months in, I'm like, how are you feeling? Like, are you feeling restricted? Do you feel like I'm controlling you? Like, I don't want to be that person. He's like, no, it's all fine. I'll go, what do you mean fine? You know, just fine. He said, well, I'm just making better choices. And I was like, oh, tell me more. He said, well, for instance, I saw a golf shirt that I wanted. Now, keep in mind, he has a whole closet full of golf shirts. He's like, I saw a golf shirt that I wanted. But I was like, do I really need the golf shirt? I don't need the golf shirt. I'd rather save that money that I would spend on that golf shirt and put it towards this upcoming trip that I have coming up. So he didn't buy the shirt. I said, well, did you feel bad that you didn't buy the shirt? No. And he's like, I have all these other shirts. I don't need that shirt. I'd much rather spend it on the trip. And I was like, this is working out even better than I thought it would. This is great, because he's like choosing, like, is this worthy of my money and putting value on something? It's being very intentional about this thing. Like, this is fantastic. It's working way better. So flip it over to me. I was the person who always said, I can't afford to go on that girl's trip. Or I would never buy that for myself. And all these things, because I felt guilty spending money on myself. Now, don't get me wrong. I did spend money on myself. It's not like I wasn't spending any money on myself. It's just that I had guilt when I did. So now I have this money that was already set aside for me. And it was freeing, because I finally could do the things I wanted to do without feeling guilty about it, because the money's already there and it's already earmarked. So if I wanted to buy, you know, a fancy face cream, or if I wanted to go on a girl's trip, it's, the money's there and I can just do it and there's no guilt involved. So when I started to unpack this, like the impact that it had on me and the impact that it had on him, I started to realize that this concept will work with any money personality. Whether you're a spender, saver, avoider, risk taker, security seeker, whatever you are, because it puts intention around your money and it gives you this specific bucket just for you, it's mind-blowing. And I started implementing it with clients and people, and it really works. And the bigger idea of it is that for me and my husband, it leveled our playing field. There was this part of money stress that I didn't even know existed. I didn't even know it was there. But it was relieved by this, because now I felt like we both had the same amount of money to spend. So there was no animosity. Like, if he was going on these trips and I wasn't going on girls' trips, then I kind of felt this relief. Like, he's not spending any more than I am. We both have the same amount. So the whole thing is just like this whole, it's a financial strategy, but it's a total mindset shift.
Okay, so let's really drill down on something, folks, that are everybody who's listening to us. I always say, not only do I try to learn something new, even on a podcast that I'm hosting, but I normally do. And I think when I tell you earlier that Linda is real, okay, now you haven't, I did not know she was coming with this example. You now have an example here that she has given, and it's not a nameless client or a success story. It's her and her husband under the same, they are the test case here. And she even mentioned that she didn't know there were these, call it a friction, a barrier, or some of these underlying factors of the finances. And until she really worked her own program, did it bring some things to light, not just for her husband, But for her herself, I don't know how much more real you can get it. And this is the individual that you are going to get if you need this type of service, if you need this accountability, if you need this assistance. That is the person that not only is she going to say, don't just do what I say, but really try out the things that I'm working on every single day in my own life. And it's absolutely phenomenal. I absolutely love that. Thank you. I mean, that was worth the price of admission today. And that is absolutely fantastic. And it's not just the me money on that and how you can, you know, share, you know, just coming here to visit us. You've got your own podcast platform as well, Real Money, Real Life. Anything specific about that you can tell us about?
The idea of the podcast is that it's supposed to bring in all sorts of financial planning topics. So it's very niche-based. So one episode might be about financial planning for divorce. One might be for widowhood. One might be about life insurance. One might be about P&C insurance. So it's all these different little pieces that a financial planner takes into account when they're talking to their clients. And so I bring in some guests that are experts in their niche. So they talk about the specific thing that they are an expert in. And we talk about all the things that go into financial planning with that community or that piece of planning or product, whatever it is. And then we also talk about the mindsets that people have, like what might be blocking them from moving forward with something. And the idea is that it's all about real money and real life and how we can improve ourselves. So that being said, it's not necessarily a podcast that somebody would like binge listen to and start from, you know, one episode one and go through and listen to all of them. They might pick and choose the ones that apply. I do recommend they start at the beginning, though, because it gives kind of my backstory and some upfront information about the podcast. So start at the beginning and listen to a few episodes and then pick and choose the ones that you feel like apply to you.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you out there today, but again, I've learned a lot. Linda, I thank you so much. I mean, this has been valuable to not only me. I hope that for our clients out there, your clients that may be tuning in to see this, that somebody is going to get a lot of information out of this. Thank you again for being a guest on our podcast today. And you know, folks, at American IRA, we are here for you. And though, you know, like Linda's profession, like some of those things out there, we can't give any financial, legal, or tax advice, suggestions, or opinions. We're here to inform you on as many investment objectives that you could invest in with your self-directed IRA. And not only do we have the industry-wide low fees, but you're also going to get that one-on-one client assistance based on your needs when you're working with us. And that's obviously also a plus. Well, I tell you what, before we sign off today, thank you to Linda. And remember to check out American IRA and our website that was just put up there. And also, whatever your social network platform is, you can always like and follow us. And then also feel free to subscribe on our YouTube channel as well. Always glad to have a wonderful guest on. And today we're so glad that it was Linda. Linda, one question for you as we're going into 2026 and people also are always questioning the economy, you know, but you also hear when's the best time to plant a tree? You know, it's today or yesterday. So one piece of advice or just one token of information that you could share with everyone one last time before we sign off. With their, you know, anything about their account as we're heading into the new year?
You wait for a right time, there's never going to be a right time. Just get started. Just do it. Take that first step, whatever it is, and, you know, keep making progress every day.
Absolutely. Truer words have never been spoken. Well, for all of us here at American IRA, again, wherever and whenever you are listening to this episode of the IRA Cafe powered by American IRA. We thank you, and we look forward to you tuning in to us next time.
American IRA LLC, a North Carolina LLC, acts as a third-party administrator for New Vision Trust Company, a state-chartered South Dakota trust company. As a neutral self-directed IRA administrator, American IRA does not recommend or endorse any investments, individuals, or entities, including financial representatives, promoters, or companies. American IRA and the IRA Cafe are not responsible for other statements, representations, or agreements, nor do we evaluate the quality or profitability of any investment. American IRA does not endorse guests on the IRA Cafe podcast. Guest opinions are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of American IRA, its subsidiaries, associates, or custodian. Participation in the podcast is voluntary and no compensation is provided. American IRA is not a fiduciary and cannot offer financial advice. Please consult your CPA or another professional before making financial decisions.